Welcome to the segment of Soul, Silence, and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. We all have a meaning and they look
Soul, Silence, and
like
Sound brought
you.
To you by Be Simply. This is Suzanne. I want to thank you for joining our new moon segment, which is arriving right now as I'm recording this. And we also are having a partial solar eclipse in kind of the southern hemisphere, from the equator to the southern hemisphere. In addition, we have the arrival of our lost moon, our second moon, that supposedly is only going to be around for a couple months. We'll see. So I want to share with all of you that this moon marks the official entry into fall and spring by lunar account. And when we put aside the Gregorian calendar and even the Julian calendar, all those aside, we have moons to work with. So this is where you can start feeling into your ecosystem, where you're at. Is it feeling like fall? Is it feeling like spring? And if it's, you know, delayed, it might be shifting a little bit for you where you are. And it'll also be unique to the ecosystem that you live in. This is really important as we, as a collective consciousness, reclaim our natural rhythms as we flow into the future. Also, I like to point this out because a lot of focus gets put at the quote-unquote equinoxes, and even in the tribal situations that I'm familiar with and some of the leaders I am close with, they only work with the moon. They do not work with the calendar. So I just say that because oftentimes what happens is a lot of attention, just like in mainstream media or social media, is diverted, and your energy is precious. So your attention is diverted to something that is actually not in rhythm with our natural harmony. And we all have a unique pace and flow and frequency, and then we have a unique relationship with the ecosystem that we live with. So something to consider. And as I've mentioned, our brothers and sisters in the southern hemisphere and our brothers and sisters in the northern hemisphere both are balancing certain elements for us throughout the year. And our brothers and sisters at the equator are helping us show how to work with all the elements at once, rocking steady. So where we're at is the reason I share that about taking the attention away is that right now everyone is being pushed, stretched, and has been pushed, stretched emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And that basically pulls your attention away from the seasons that we're actually entering and co-opts your energy, so it gets misplaced where it cannot be useful. And right now is a perfect example with the devastation that has struck the southeastern quadrant of North American continent. And I know there's other locations around the world that are suffering and have been suffering. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. The reason I bring up this immediate surrounding is, one, my heart has just been in so much pain over this, similar to how I've been over Maui and some local happenings here in Southern California. And the overall arching theme to all these unexplainable incidences, I will call them, is that we are being faced with that we as humanity are the ones to troubleshoot and develop and emerge new industries to handle these things. It's become really obvious that bureaucracy cannot handle emergency relief. And for whatever reason, I'm waiting. I'm all ears to understand why they have denied helping their people. I will leave it at that. So what this means on this moon is that for each and every one of you, I encourage you to think about how you're ready to step in and reclaim your freedom to assist others. Because the main thing that we're here to do is to be of service of one another. We are here to help out our local communities. And then if we are able, we can help out the communities nearby and then, you know, ripple out from there. And right now we're a global community, and it's very easy through digital means to understand what's going on. And we have friends and family all over that it's really easy to hear what's going on, irregardless of what's being curated through MSN and social media from a big tech standpoint. So this is that watershed moment for humanity. And I've said it many times in these broadcasts that we are the ones we're waiting for. And bit by bit, these things will be subtracted because they don't make sense to be held in people's hands that don't have the capacity to do this type of job. And so I will tell this with my clients when I work on them one-on-one, especially in relationships, that if no matter how bad you want a relationship to work with another person, whether it's romantic, professional, friendship, if they do not have the capacity to meet you where you're at, you are wasting your precious energy trying to convince them otherwise, and they probably feel the same about you. And so with this macro level, we are at a point where it's important to accept that. And then how you bring it down to the micro level is, how do you contribute in your local communities? How do you start to take care of one another? How do you help in your local towns, irregardless if there's municipalities that are to handle infrastructure? You can still contribute to those locations and handle a lot of things that maybe are stuck in red tape, and life goes on and keeps moving. I remember years back, a friend of mine is a big service activist up in Venice, and he was very successful at doing a lot of things for Venice proper, through service and through community engagement and the proper channels through the municipalities. And so this is what it's going to take. So for those entrepreneurs out there, I would say it's a great time to think ahead and to develop new businesses that can respond and also go through the channels that you're allowed to respond. That's the only other thing that we're meeting. But I feel confident as we really reclaim our divine right to be of service to one another, as we reclaim that, this will all start to reorganize. But it does require your effort. These aren't things that just pop out of thin air. You have to place effort towards it. So this new moon is reminding you of that. And that is also the significance of the second moon. This is ancient wisdom that's coming in. It's a, you know, these cosmic bodies that we look up at are a reflective mirror, almost a reflection from a deep ocean that's in and around us. And so we are being reminded, and these remembrances that are happening aren't necessarily going to be written down anywhere. They are something that's deeply embedded in you, each and every one of you, and they're unique to you. And how anyone can make sense of a remembrance or a dream or something suddenly that awakens something in them is to, one, honor what you receive. And that's what the moons are about, like honor what you're receiving, what you're feeling, sensing, seeing in the physical world, but also your dreaming world. And then write those things down. And then when they cooperate from your subconscious to the conscious mind, then we know we have the ability to sync up this information and do something really valuable with it. And so these periods of remembrance are really profound, and I hope you pay attention. And the, probably the most difficult part is because there's been a resurgence of grasping for a faith, which is fine, it's beautiful. I encourage all my clients, whatever your faith is, if it's a 500-year-old redwood, if it's you know, the doubts, if it's yoga, it's Christianity, if it's your mindfulness practice through Eastern arts, whatever it might be, Christianity, fantastic. Yet your mind, if you so to choose, is best to open up beyond what you think you know. Because just like people get enchanted with story, you know, that are created on the big screen, created at amusement parks, they get enchanted and they identify. And that's why our ancestors utilized story to teach. And they were not meant to take literally. They were meant to be a mechanism for learning. So right now, there's a lot of humans that are partially awake, but grasping at information that they don't completely understand because they haven't deepened within their practice. That will happen. But I just encourage each and every one of you, wherever your north is for your inner soul right now, and what you were born into and what you feel guided to study and learn and have reverence for, just open up your mind beyond what you think you know, because these energies that are coming in are beyond what is limited for our physical beings to study right now. And as I mentioned before, every aspect of our limited knowledge of our history is and has been manipulated. So therefore, you can't just say, oh, this is true, but that's not. This is true, but that's not. It doesn't work that way. Every facet of our entire composition is going through a metamorphosis. And so that is why these ethereal energies are coming in to assist on a soul level for the activation from within. And then it's, you know, the things that you've been reading, the things that have brought you solace, the things that have brought you peace begin to deepen, or they begin to change or have a different significance. So it's an exciting entry into fall and spring. And I recommend, if you can, to stay grounded in accord with Chinese medicine. You know, it's like metal and wood going on, metal being this alchemy in Ayurveda. It's coupled, it's called ether. They don't let this word be used, and I say they, this is part of where they manipulate our understanding of even elements. So really, it's not about the metal, it's about ether and wood. And so if you look at a tree, it's this divine being that stretches and transcends from the earth through the air to the sky above and reaches out to all fields around, all the plant system. And so the alchemy of ether gives us life and also gives us the ability to really breathe into our existence that which we want to make present with all of us, the proverbial make change, be the change, but it's really make change. It's not just about embodying it. It's about actually making it, you know, going into motion. So during this fall season, I encourage you all to sit with the energy of your lungs and the energy of ether and your voice and your capacity to really pay attention to the emotions that get stirred up, which are grief, but pay attention to your words and utilize that energy of the ether to speak into existence that which you're ready to experience in the world around you. And so this is a dance, because while we take care and reclaim our right to be of service to one another, our divine right to be of service to one another was never meant to be in a controlled system. It's your divine right to have governance over your body, mind, heart, and soul. It's your divine right to stay in well-being. And there's no outside system that needs to be responsible for that. And this is what we're remembering right now. So I will be talking more during this part of this annual cycle about the ether and what's available to us. And it's very poignant right now because the forces that try to keep grasping at consciousness and remain in control, they're grabbing at the element of metal. They're grabbing at the physical thing that's part of the earth. But really, the true alchemy is understanding the ether. And as I will always say, there are no shortcuts. There's no biohacking. There's none of that. Zero. Zilch. You will still have to go back to kindergarten, even if you make your way all the way through your PhD and MD, because these things are accumulated and stored in your soul. And so each one of you as evolving at a different rate and also have the destiny of a different existence. And so people that are trying to hack that, you can't hack your soul. You can tend to it, but you can't hack it. So for those people out there that think they need to control the earth and control the elements, this is your come to Jesus moment. And for the rest of you that are beautiful humans doing your best, this is your moment to reclaim your divine right to be of service with yourself and one another. You know, self-reliance is important, but we have to reclaim all of that, and society will reorganize from there. Also, what's happening for our brothers and sisters in the Southern Hemisphere is patience. And this aspect of being patient is how you can assist all of us by holding that field like a solid mountain. And the reason this is so important is because during these two seasons, spring and summer, energies flare. It's very easy for the electromagnetic system to get jostled. And because we're coming off of thousands of years of ancestral trauma in beds, that's why these old calendars have chosen to utilize those equinoxes to grasp at your biofield and jostle it before you anchor into the season, which occurs at the moons, which is right now. So, simply put, anchor into that earth energy that we were just in. Really, if you are down south, I encourage you to practice patience, be aware of your emotions, and reclaim your right to be of service with a samurai approach. And for our brothers and sisters here in the Northern Hemisphere, I encourage you to start to dance with ether. And the ether can be found in those swirling leaves and also is reminiscent of the energy of joy. When we get in the habit of releasing our grief, which many of us are feeling right now, you can bring forth joy. And the joy is brought forth when we are of service to others. It washes away the trauma gives us a sense of purpose. And when I speak of the joy, it's not inappropriate joy when there are very sobering moments, but it's a divine spirit that runs in and out of all of us. And when we are in harmony with that alchemy, many miracles take place. So as we go into this meditation, I welcome you just to allow my words to wash over you, let them fall like the leaves to the earth, and then let the energies that are ready to support you rise up like those seedlings from the moist soil. And then bring yourself into an upright seated position. And then dropping your shoulders down once you're there. And then bringing your breath gently up into your heart. And exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to follow your natural breathing pattern. I welcome you to bring your eyes to a focal point down in front of you, soft gaze, and allow your breath to be your mantra. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Aneya Niram.
Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And exhale. And when you're ready, as you rise back up to a seated position, or feel free to stay where you're at, I encourage you to just be with where you're at. And as you move beyond this moment, I want to remind each and every one of you that within grief, we are afforded to transcend that emotion and dance with joy. And that understanding is where the ether creates something that's so unexplainable. And within the dance of feeling frustration and anger, we have the opportunity to transcend that emotion into patience. And what this yields each and every one of us, it allows us to bring the divine, the peace and the compassion and the love and the kindness of the divine to the moments where we all want to crumble. And it allows us to bring that energy to the moments where we want to celebrate. Simultaneously, that secret sauce of patience allows us to no longer rely on a predator approach to handling any and all conflict. So I want to thank you all for being here in this moment. I want to thank Kadri Scott, Random Rab, Dante Marino for doing their part. We're going to exit with a song called River by Kadri Scott. And a special shout out for all the communities that have been simultaneously and consecutively throughout these past many years brought to their knees in unexplainable incidences. My heart goes out to you. And I will be posting on my link tree some additional organizations where you can give help to places in the southeast region of North America where you can still assist in Hawaii. And I will keep updating that. If you scroll down, I have a helping others section. And these are vetted hand-to-hand, human-to-human. That's the best thing to do in these moments because then you know where it's going and it can be immediately accessed. Venmo is a great way. Maui taught us that, and they still need a lot of support too, and all hands on deck in the Southeast in the rescues and eventually when we get to the rebuild. All right. I love you all. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Will something change? It'll feel so strange now when if you show what it means. I will never say no, like a river flows, my love remains, but I'm not ready to let go. People change, but they never say.